Welcome, everybody, to our Destined Terrain Book Club, episode 5. I'm so excited. Got a lot of emotions right now. I'm happy because it feels like we're going through something together. This is a shared journey. And I'm also, you know, a little sad because this is our last episode for Destined Terrain, but it's a special one. I really believe the Lord's going to do something special in every heart and every person that is just tuned in right now with us. I'm Pastor Josh, together with my wife, Lindsay.
So happy to be here.
And we got Pastor Darren, as usual, with us. Pastor, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you, Josh, Lindsay, and Jessica. It's good to be back and ready for the book club today.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Deaconess Jessica, are you excited?
Let's go.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. We're looking forward to it. And we just pray that as we go through this for this episode 5, that you guys are stirred and spurred on to possess your possessions and more of what the Lord has for you. He's got opportunities. He's got right time, right place. He's got breakthrough. He's got so many things in store, but most of all of that, right, is all great. But most of all, what he has for you is a personal relationship set aside and set apart for you to enjoy with the Lord. And that's why we're just so thankful that even over the last 4 episodes, I'm happy to announce that there have been 20,000 unique viewers over the last 4 episodes of Destined Terrain Book Club. Can we just rejoice and thank God? Because
Amen.
Each of those numbers of the 20,000 represent precious lives being transformed by the love of God, the mercy of God, the gospel of grace. And we're just so thankful for that. This book, we want to get it into your hand. And it's so important for us to be able to do that. I am so excited to announce to you, we got another exciting announcement. This book, Destined Terrain, and again, the 15-year anniversary special edition, that's the one we're going through. We have been able to, you ready for this? We've been able to hand out for free 3,400 copies of Destined Terrain to everyone who's requested it. And we're not done. We're believing for more. Can we just celebrate that and give God all the glory and all the praise that because of our partners, right? And everyone that's a part of this ministry, they have made it possible for us to give out 3,400 copies for free. And again, we want to get more of these copies. I would encourage you, if you know somebody, if you want to just share what the Lord has done in your life, how he's blessed you through going through this book, we want to make this very easy for you to be able to do that. You can go to destinedterrainbook.com. And if you're living in the U.S., you can request a physical copy for free. Only thing you have to pay for is shipping and handling. And we want to get these books in as many hands as possible. And we're even shooting for, why not 5,000? Why not?
Yeah. Why not 50,000?
Why not? Why not?
Why not?
Why not 50? Why not 500,000?
Why not 500,000? Hey, listen, we want to get these books out. And we really believe that how we do that is through all of you sharing destinedterrainbook.com to anyone that the Lord puts on your heart so that they can have their life completely transformed in the way that you and I have experienced. And we're not done yet. If you're not in the U.S., though, if you're not in the U.S. and you're some other part of the world and you're tuning in right now, we want to get it in your hands, too. And we can get you the digital copy absolutely free by going to the QR code right now, the link that you see on the screen. And we'd love to get you the digital copy as well. We just want to share this resource with as many people as we possibly can. And thank you so much to all of you who are helping us do just that.
Yes, amen. And just like Pastor Josh said, this is our very last Destined Terrain Book Club. And it is so wild to think that 20,000 people have tuned in to see these. But if this is your first time tuning in to see one of our Destined Terrain Book Clubs, you could just pause us and head on back to the website because we have all of the episodes on demand so you could watch them in order. Or if you want to watch them out of order, that's fine too. But we just want to catch you up on everything that we've already spoken about. And on the website, there are also study guides. There's questions that can prompt journaling and things like that. You could request copies and start your own book club. And you can go through those questions and share it with your friends, share it with your family. And if you have been absolutely loving these Destined Terrain Book Club sessions, we also have a playlist on YouTube. So it's super easy to share it with someone that way. If you have someone on your heart that you know would be blessed by these recordings, you can send them that YouTube link, and it's super easy for them just to get connected that way.
That's absolutely incredible.
Yeah. And this book club has been so awesome just for me personally to go through this book again. The first time that we read this, we were in our 20s. And I know for myself, I was a 20-year-old who thought I knew all the things, in my 20s at least. So to read it again now at knocking at 40's door.
Yep.
And now knowing I don't know much, and I'm happy to not know much, yeah, and to go to the Lord every time I read his word, every time I read this book, and say, Lord, I am just a little child. Can you show me what you want to teach me, yeah, from this book? So it has been so beautiful just to go through it again all of these years later. It's been awesome. Deaconess Jess, how have you felt going through this book again during the book club?
Well, I can only, you know, really give thanks for this opportunity that we get to do the book club and get to share it with all these precious folks here as part of the GRC Online family. And it has blessed me personally. And I'm going to share, some testimonies later about really just how to live this life victoriously, yet effortlessly. So I'm really excited. And every time we get to do book club, I'm just so super blessed, you know, just preparing on what the Lord once shared. And I'm sure that every one of you can also agree that you've been blessed, right? Taking this journey with us through to the fifth book club. And we're just really excited to, you know, share more.
Most people do a book club so that they can sell more books. And we're really doing this book club so that we can give away more books for free. So I think if you're tuning in today, we really want to encourage you to join us in this mission to give away free books. Will that be all right? Wherever you're tuning in the world, whether in America, across the world, wherever you're watching this, like, partner with us, join us in this mission together with Pastor Prince, together with the GRC Online team, together with the New Creation Church team, together with Team JP team. We have so many teams across our universe, but our heart and our desire is to see the gospel of grace advance and go forward. Why? Because when people hear about Jesus and hear about the good news of Jesus and the gospel of grace, like, lives get transformed. So it's not a book for book's sake. It's not reading for reading's sake, right? It's about the gospel. This book is all about Jesus. It's all about understanding what is the new covenant? What happened at the cross? What does it mean for me today? What does it mean for me in my spiritual life, in my relationship with the Lord, in my relationship with my loved ones, in my relationship in my workplace, in my relationship with different challenges that we are confronted with in this life? Like, the Bible shows us, and Pastor Prince unveils this great truth, that the Father's heart is for us to reign over every adversity. So if you think this book is just about doctrine and theology, it is so much more. It is theology and doctrine that will touch you in your area of need. So if you're listening to this right now and there's an area of need, whether it's a healing breakthrough that you're believing for, whether it's a provision thing that you're believing for, right? Like, when you hear in this resource the express heart of the Father that gave his only Son for you, starting this revolution called the New Covenant, also known as the Gospel of Grace, and allowing his love and his power to permeate unabated into your life, transformation occurs. Breakthrough occurs, right? So help us in this mission, right? Be a part of this mission. Be an ambassador for the gospel of grace. We can't do it alone, right? Deaconess Jessica, right? Josh, right? Lindsay, like, you know, we need everyone to be on board, you know, and join us in this. If you've been impacted and touched by this, you know, really think about and just, you know, pray and meditate. Like, is there someone that the Lord is dropping in your heart, in your spirit right now, right, that you could give this book to, that you could share this book with, that you could invite to your home and just have a small gathering around a meal, around some, you know, I know for some of us who are celebrating Thanksgiving soon, around some, you know, turkey. But what else do you have in Thanksgiving, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to someone's house and we're having some Cajun style turkey. So that's what we're doing. And
so you mentioned having turkey and Destined to Remain, you know? So
sounds like
there's so many, you know, whatever season, whatever season you're in, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, birthday, like it's an opportunity to turn that celebration into so much more by involving and inviting the Lord Jesus into those gatherings and sharing this resource and sharing this book. So there's really no obligation, but I just, if the Lord is speaking to you and moving in your heart, someone, a loved one, a family member that is just going through a tough time, right? The Bible, the Word of God has the answer on how to reign over that adversity, how to reign over that situation. So, you know, in this last book club, I feel like we're excited for you to catch this vision with us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's very good, Pastor Darren. Thanks for taking the time to share that. And, you know, the vision is shared and the journey is shared, you know, and I feel like it's such a beautiful vision for us to have to make Jesus known, the loveliness of his person, the perfection of his finished work. And then what does the journey look like? Going through material like this that brings flesh and practicality with all of us together in community to what that vision is. We get to take that journey together. Pastor Darren, is there anything else you want to add about what has been so like good for you doing this book club in particular?
You know, I just love that we get to not just talk about Jesus. You know, this is a thought I've been meditating on just this whole past week, that a lot of people talk about Jesus, right? But I feel like what, if you really understand the new covenant and the gospel of grace, it really teaches us to talk to Jesus. And that's the difference. Like, it's very subtle. It's very, you know, if you understand pastor's ministry, it's like a lot of people talk about what Jesus has done and this and that. I feel like, but what the gospel of grace encourages us to do is to actually come into the throne room of grace for yourself. Don't just have knowledge about the cross. Feel it so deeply and personally that in your time of trial and tribulation, you feel like you can come to the throne room of grace with the boldness to talk to Jesus directly. The veil has been removed. The way to the Lord is open. The truth to the, that's what the gospel of grace is, right? The way is open. But we can't just keep talking about the way being open and not walking through those gateways and entryways and have access to the throne room of grace to receive help, provision, supply, healing, everything that we're looking for in our time of need. So I'm just talking about how, like, how do we come to a place where we are not just parroting the truths that we hear? Like, I think a lot of people that are listening right now and even tuning in live, wherever you're tuning from, you know, always please put it in the chat so that we know who we're speaking with as well. But a lot of people, when we've been in the church world or church for a long time, like we end up learning how to speak like Christians. You know what I mean, Lindsay? We know the right things to say. We know, you know, the right ways to express ourselves, right? Dignus, Jessica, and Josh. Like, but how do we move away from just parroting and being like a parrot and parroting what we've heard in church versus like allowing that intimacy of the Lord to be so profound and out of that deep place of conviction, speak truth and authority to our situations. Mm. Amen?
Amen. Very good. Amen. I love that. You know, that's something that really touches me, Pastor Darren, and reading this book again with everybody. That's exactly what it's done. I was thinking about that the other day, is what's the whole point for the veil to be torn? And we know if they're reading Destined to Reign that the ark is a picture of the person of Jesus and the mercy seat is a picture of the work that he finished for us at the cross. And it's not just meant to stay there beyond the veil that's been torn. It's meant for us to have intimacy and interaction and to touch the ark and to hear his voice. And that's exactly what I've been enjoying the most doing this with all of you. Is And it's there's something about doing it together that stirs you in a way, because we get to know Jesus best also through doing it with his family members, getting to know Jesus through his family members, because they each have something different that they've recognized about the Lord, that even if like you were to come to my house and you were to talk to Noah and Izzy and Lindsay, they would tell you a story about me that I probably wouldn't just tell you about myself, and you would get to know me through my family members. Well, it's the same thing with the church and the community that we have here. When we come together, he's in the midst displaying who he is in a way that's so much more beautiful than if we were to just remain on our own with him. But if we bring our personal time with him as we're stirred through going through Destined Terrain to a corporate gathering environment like this, I just think there's something that happens in the spirit where it gives a better picture to the loveliness of his person. It stirs our heart toward him even more. So I've been experiencing that myself as we've just been having this conversation. And that's what's been most fun for me. And we are going to go through chapters 19 to 22. And I pulled the straw that wasn't the shortest, and I got to pick first. So I got chapter 22, and I'm really thankful for that. And chapter 22 is titled Good Things Happen. That's the title for chapter 22, Good Things Happen. And that's the final chapter. And I got that one, and I'm excited about it because even I feel like the Lord is so cool the way he works, because even one of the devotionals for today from Pastor Prince was titled Good Things Happen. And so I just feel like even in that, me picking this chapter, personally loved by the Lord. And I think that the Lord has that for each and every one of us, is we get to personally experience his love and not just talk about it, but step into it. And so when I look at this chapter, this phrase came to me as I'm reading chapter 22. I'm like, wow, when do we believe that good things happen in the area of our relationships, in the area of our career, in the area of our finances? When do we really believe good things happen? I just felt like as I was reading chapter 22, that this phrase came to me, and maybe it's something I'll just leave with everybody to practice, a little practical thing that you can practice. And I think it could be helpful and really reveal where we're at and what we're believing in our moments of weakness, and how we can strengthen our belief in his love for us in those moments. And this phrase came to me is, good things happen to those who, and then just fill in the blank. What do you believe currently? Those who do everything on their checklist, those who get up real early in the morning, those who do everything that the boss is asking them to do. I mean, those things are good things. There's nothing wrong with any of those things, but is that what we're banking our good things happening to us on in terms of our relationship with God? Or is it good things happen to those who know and believe that God loves them? Mm-hmm. And that brings me to this page. I just want to read a little bit. Is that okay? Just read a little bit of this page here. And it's page 324. And right in the middle of the page, it has that phrase. Good things simply happen to you when you believe that God loves you. And then it goes on to say, you know, Pastor Prince says, once when I was preparing to preach, the Lord shared this with me. Good things happen to people who believe that God loves them. He says, I use this as the title for my sermon. It's probably one of the longest sermon titles that I've ever received from him, but it's so powerful. Good things happening to you does not depend on who you are, what academic qualifications you hold, or what your profession is. And then it goes on to share in this chapter, and I think this is exactly what Pastor Darren was just talking about. Paul's prayer for a very spiritual church, the church in Ephesus, where the Ephesians are, right? He's praying a prayer for them in chapter 3, and it's culminating to around 18, 19, 20, verses 18, 19, 20. And it gets to the point, and this is what Pastor Prince is bringing out, that Paul's ultimate prayer for one of the most spiritual churches that existed in that time, it says right here, notice Paul's emphasis, this is on page 325, on the love of Christ. In other words, it is not our love for Christ. Paul was praying for them to have a revelation of Jesus's love for them and not their love for Jesus. Now observe closely the result of them knowing his love for them. They would be filled with all the fullness of God. Pastor Prince says, I have heard many sermons that if you do this and you do that, you will be filled with the fullness of God. But that's not what the Bible says. It says when you know the love of Christ, you will be filled with the fullness of God. Paul doesn't stop there. He goes on to say, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, God becomes big in your life when you know his love. And I just thought that was so powerful because we're not talking about knowing God's love and just talking about it and academically coming to a understanding, even logically and with our own reason merely, of how much God loves us, because we really believe this, right? In relationship. And that's how the Lord does it, through relationship. He paid for a relationship that we get to enjoy with him through his son, his one and only son. That's the ultimate blessing, is we get this relationship that's uninterrupted by not one of your sins. Not one of your sins can interrupt this relationship that God paid to give you through the sacrifice of his son, Jesus. And what does it mean to know someone in relationship? When I was reading this chapter, it stirred my heart. Because can I just tell you, I can read about Lindsay all day long. I can read, oh, she's a good mom. She wakes up early in the morning. She cleans the dishes. She loads the dishwasher. She unloads the dishwasher. She loads the washer. She unloads the washer. She does laundry. She does all these things. I could get to know that about her just by reading words on a piece of paper, or I can allow the words on the piece of paper to inspire me to now sit down with her and experience that for myself. And I just felt like that's the invitation that we all get to enjoy to whatever degree you want to enjoy. As you read God's word, as you go through destined terrain, what are we landing on? Our heart is being warmed, where we're actually now inspired to, even in the middle of your worst sin and mess up and failure, to approach the throne of grace and touch Jesus for yourself and see his warm, smiling face right back toward you, saying, I love you, I'm for you. We get to share with him in our moments of weakness, invite him into these moments of victory on mountaintops and these moments of real difficulty in valleys and everywhere in between your everyday life. And I've gotten to know Lindsay by sitting across the table from her, by talking with her, by hanging out with her. So what do we mean when we say you can get to know God? We mean that not just intellectually, not just logically, not just doctrinally, experientially, you could actually enjoy his presence. You can actually enjoy, by the power of the Holy Spirit, this beautiful relationship that cannot be interrupted by not one of your sins. And I'm just so inspired as I'm reading this chapter, like, this is the greatest blessing. I get to enjoy the person of Jesus. And I can go on and on and on, so I'm gonna wrap this up. But I'm getting stirred up as I'm talking. Forgive me, I'm so sorry, but this is what happens.
Great.
That Pastor Prince also shared about the story of Abraham and his son Isaac that he loved. You know, the first mention, Pastor Prince brings this up too, the first mention of love in the Bible is actually in Genesis chapter 22, and it's the love between a father and a son. And it's a picture of, it's describing Abraham and his son Isaac, but it's actually a picture of the father and his one and only son that he loves. And Pastor Prince goes on to eloquently, in only the way that Pastor Prince can do, share how that whole story, we've heard many sermons preached. I grew up in church. I was in church from the day I was born, right? I was in church and I've heard a lot of great things. But I also heard when these sorts of messages were preached about this particular story, when it comes to Abraham sacrificing his son or going to sacrifice his son Isaac, was, hey, this is all about what means the most to you in your life. What's closest to you in your life? What do you care about the most? You got to bring that to God and you got to sacrifice that. And then God will then clear you for the next level of relationship and blessing and breakthrough. That's mostly the emphasis. Can I just be honest? And it's not throwing any shade at anybody. It's just what my experience has been. I don't know if you can relate to that. That was the emphasis, is your sacrifice for God, what you can bring to him. But you know what? Until I heard Pastor Prince share from Destined Terrain that actually the Lord never really wanted Isaac at all. He wanted to use what was closest to Abraham's heart on the top of that mountain to give him a sneak peek on another mountain right by that mountain where God would send his son, his one and only son, Jesus, to die on a cross for Abraham and every generation after and before, when we didn't even think about God, when we didn't love him, when we couldn't sacrifice enough. He said, it's okay, I'm gonna sacrifice everything. And I'm gonna love you unconditionally. And that's what the story is about, because Jesus said, Pastor Prince said this too, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And so I'm so thankful that this whole story of Abraham and Isaac is really about God the Father sending his one and only son for you and me. And I really believe it's a picture of what's closest to you, what's most important to you, bring it to the Lord in a way where you're including him in this whole situation that you're most concerned about, that you care about the most, and practice being loved by him in that area that's closest to your heart. My heart's warmed as I go through chapter 22, and I can go on and on and on, but I'm going to stop there because I will take over this whole thing, and I apologize ahead of time. Deaconess Jessica, please transition to what your chapter is and share with us.
I'm so excited to get to share, even after what Pastor Josh has shared about the key to effortless, victorious living, which is in chapter 19. And, you know, there were 2 points in this chapter that really, really, is how I have been able to see my own life transformed. From the first time I heard Pastor Prince in the year 2000 of September that year till today, right? And continuing to be, this is, you know, really right believing leads to right living. It's something that I had heard for the first time when, you know, I heard Pastor preach it. And it has really been the anchor for me, because we need to believe right before we can live right. It has to be the reason why we then bear fruits, right? But first, you have to believe right. And I love this, you know, scripture from 1 Thessalonians 5:8 that says, but let us who are of the day, I guess, you know, we are children of the light, be sober, putting on the breastplate, which is our heart, right? To guard our heart of faith and love, and as a helmet, guarding our mind, the hope of salvation. Salvation. I think this is so important that, you know, scripture says that we are to guard our hearts and our minds. And I know that, you know, it is to guard our hearts and minds with the word of Christ, right? It is about the word concerning the finished work of our Lord Jesus at the cross. It's the word that God is on our side. His justice is on our side because Jesus went to the cross and took all our sins and our failures on his own body. And, you know, that's the right believing that will lead to then us walking that out in health, in wholeness, in soundness of mind, with no condemnation and no fear of whatever is coming our way. Amen? And I'm just so thankful that, you know, in this chapter, there is this description, as, you know, Pastor so beautifully brings out the Old Testament, is that we see our minds as a pomegranate, you know, it does say that. And, you know, when you cut open a pomegranate, it's all red and bloody, right? I mean, you know, it's juicy, but it's all that, you know, nice red juice. But it is really a picture of how we should see that our minds are washed by the blood of Jesus already, and that we can continue to see his finished work and have our minds filled with that truth. And, you know, the little seeds and, you know, that we see in the pomegranate, they're really our little thoughts, right? And I love it that, you know, the birds can fly above our heads and, you know, it can drop something on it, but we're not going to let it nest in it, right? We're going to get these bad thoughts out and just believe right in that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. And, you know, I love the Lord's Supper in the morning, you know, when, you know, Caleb, my husband, and I partake, because it always gives us such a good start, because it helps us to remember what the Lord has done for us and to remember that today he is even the risen Christ. He's, you know, seated at the Father's right hand because he's already purged us of all our sins completely and perfectly. And I, you know, we could go on and on about, you know, what should we occupy and fill our minds with, right? And I mean, this is really, you know, something that I feel is so instrumental in how my life has been transformed from, you know, in the year 2000, when I was completely broken. I was at a stage when I felt like, hey, life is not worth living. I'm better off, you know, not being here. A lot of things can be better, you know, till today, when I know that that's just a lie from the pit. And, you know, how in the 24 years that I've been in New Creation Church and in Joseph Prince Ministries and Team JP, that, you know, it's daily, it's a daily walk for me. I need to believe right every moment, not just, you know, for a season, but and have my thoughts washed, you know, by the water of the word of Christ. So the second, you know, scripture from this chapter, which has also been very, very fundamental for me, is Romans 5:20, right? Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounds, grace much more, hyper, super abounds, right? That is so cool, because, you know, who would believe that? But for the heart that has been touched by what Jesus has already done for us. And, you know, when you receive this truth and believe it, it truly transforms. It's life transforming. And, you know, when Paul preached the gospel, I'm sure just as we also, you know, in these modern times, hear of, you know, resistance towards the gospel of grace, because they say that, you know, how can you preach effortless, victorious living? The world doesn't believe in, you know, having victory if you don't put in the effort. But we're not saying that, right? We're just saying that we believe that the work that needs to be done is already finished by another. We are, you know, seeing the fruits of that work, because Jesus paid it for us at the cross. And when we know and believe that, you know, it is because of his perfect finished work that has given us this life to live out his salvation, I think that is when we can really believe that, you know, this, in this effortless living, that will be victorious as well. You know, it is not just effortless and no victory, but it's effortless and victorious living. And I just wanted to share quickly this amazing, you know, like Pastor Josh and Pastor Darren's been saying about, you know, it's not just us sharing the word or sharing about Jesus, but it's how we live it. Because I believe that how we live it will then transform and be seen by the people around us on what we truly believe, what's really deep in our hearts, what we've really, you know, allowed to go deep in our hearts to bear the fruits, the much fruits, you know. And I had a short vacation of a week in Japan with Caleb. And, you know, we didn't really plan to do very much. But, you know, there was one thing that I wanted to do, which is to actually go to visit a lake, which I saw in a movie. And it is, you know, in Japan. But I had no idea where that this lake is. I just, you know, had this very weird, like bizarre desire. And then we were there over a weekend, and on a Sunday, the night before that, I had prayed and asked the Lord, like, you know, Lord, should I just tune in to, you know, NCC online and catch, you know, whoever, whichever NCC pastor or Pastor Prince is preaching? But I'm in Japan, and I would love to be able to maybe worship in, you know, in a Japanese church, in a where they had English translation. But it was just a very fleeting thought. And I went to bed, and the next thing on Sunday morning when I woke up, I got a text from my daughter who said, "Hey, Ma, since you're in Japan, do you want to visit a church that our friend goes to?" And I'm like, oh, now it's already 9 a.m. Like, you know, what time is the service? Where is it? And then I find that it is possible. And, you know, the friend texted back and said that, you know, service is this time. Come and we'll be here. And so, you know, Caleb and I just dashed. And, you know, in Japan, it's really kind of difficult to actually get around, you know, the train systems. When you're not familiar, it can be very And for the whole week that we were there, we had, you know, like little foxes that came and we were quarreling about directions most of the time. And like, oh, we missed this train. Oh, we could have gotten there 1 hour earlier. And we're like bickering about it, you know. But I just remember that where sin abounds, where weakness abounds, when we fail, right, the grace is more than sufficient. It super abounds, the unmerited, unearned favor. And I just, you know, just kept holding on to that. So every time we bickered, we made up, you know, and it was like that, you know, like for a few days. And then we came to the Sunday. So we actually made it to the church. And you know what? When we got to the church, they said, oh, the ground floor, this is the Japanese congregation. Let us bring you up. And they brought us to the upper room, which is the third floor of the building. And there was a very small group of visitors who were speaking in English. And so they had a last minute translator, you know, they just kind of put someone in who could speak Japanese and English. And we had this, you know, like natural on the spot translation by this very sweet Japanese lady. And we heard the sermon preached. And the best thing is that it was Communion Sunday, and they don't do it every week like us. But that Sunday, it was communion. We got to partake. And as we were partaking, I believe that this is something that you have prepared for us to be able to partake of the Lord's Supper, even together with your church in Japan. And, you know, the cream of all this is that they invited us to join them for lunch at the pastor's house, and we went. And then in the conversation, I was just asking that, you know, there is this lake, you know, is this lake by any chance near? And they said, oh, it's 10 minutes walk. You can just walk to the lake, which we did, of course. It was a beautiful lake. And, you know, I just sat there and I looked at Caleb, and we both had tears in our eyes, and like how much our Daddy God loves us so much, right? I wasn't praying or desiring for, you know, a great miracle or for blessings for someone, or, you know, it wasn't even something like, you know, I always think that if it is selfless for another person's well-being, that would be good, God would answer. But, you know, this little tiny thing, it taught me that, you know, our Daddy God, He, you know, everything that matters to us, no matter how little or no matter how big, as long as we care about it, He cares. And, you know, right there and then, I just experienced like heaven on earth. Like, He was just right there with us. And, you know, needless to say, of course, the rest of the evening was just so blessed having had that experience. But, you know, I'm just so thankful to, you know, the preaching, the teaching of this ministry that just continues to help us to live our lives in the presence with the Lord, taking the journey with Him each day. And, you know, I pray that we will continue, just like Romans 5:17, to never stop hearing and hearing the word of Christ, because I believe it is this teaching that Pastor has given to us so specially that, you know, we are able to live it out, the word of Christ, you know, His love for us. And I'm just so thankful I get to share this. I just couldn't wait. And, you know, I hope that everyone here, you know, gets really fired up to live this effortless, victorious life just by leaning and just being in the presence of the Lord and just seeking Him and seeing Him in the Word daily. Amen?
Even if you have read Destined to Reign before, can I encourage you to get hold of this 15th anniversary edition and receive these life-changing truths afresh? This special edition includes some new material, some of my reflections, personal notes, and new meditations as I read Destined to Reign again. There are also some additional content like teaching clips and specially selected video testimonies to encourage you and help you get the most out of the book. And if you know a friend or loved one who needs to hear the gospel of grace, please consider sending them a copy of this book as well. God bless you.
Oh, Jess, I love that so much. I love what you shared. And it's just such a beautiful picture of just because he loves you. And that's just something that you get to live out, that you got to see, have that amazing experience that wasn't planned, and then see the thing that you wanted to see just because he loves you.
Amen.
I love that so much. Thank you for sharing that with us. And I got to go through chapter 21 for this book club, and it's The Secret to Great Faith. And it kind of goes along with what Deaconess Jess was just sharing about being in the Word and knowing who the Lord is and knowing how much he loves you. But I feel like faith, at least for me, was a little bit of a tricky thing that I thought I knew it. I thought I knew what faith meant until I had to have faith. And then it was like, oh, wait a minute, maybe it's not what I thought it was. That I feel like oftentimes we get into a situation where we're really believing for something and we have this faith for it. And then we don't see the thing move, that the situation kind of stays the same or maybe gets worse. And it's like, okay, well, I'm doing it wrong. I need to have more faith. I must be, you know, missing something. I need more faith. And then we get, you know, we're worried about the thing that we're worried about. And then we're also worried about not having enough faith. And then it goes into that place of self-condemnation and all of these things. And I have found myself in that situation before. And namely, the one thing that really came to mind when I was reading this chapter was about 10 years ago, my dad was diagnosed with prostate cancer that spread to his bones. And he went through treatment and everything, and he was doing great. It was kind of like a minimal treatment, was doing great, went into remission. And then we kind of got blindsided a few years later that he had a totally different kind of cancer. So he had lung cancer that spread to his liver. And that one really hit hard. So he was going through chemo treatments and everything, and it was really, really hard for him. And being one of the only, you know, believers in Jesus on that side of the family, I, for some reason, probably the enemy just putting it into my head, took it on myself. Like, you didn't have enough faith. Like, you missed it. You know, he got past this time, but, you know, you didn't have enough faith for this one. So I was kind of digging through the Word and like, Lord, I need help with this. Where am I missing it? And I came across a Pastor Prince Devo, where he explained faith in such a beautiful way. And it's not faith in having enough faith. It's not faith in your faith. It's seeing Jesus in his grace. It's having faith in his grace and how much he loves you and seeking those things out. And I love in chapter 21, starting on page 313, and it says unconscious faith. And he says here, and it kind of really reminded me of that Devo that I read. It kind of brought me back to that place. And it says, I believe with all my heart that as you come under grace and are delivered from the works of the law, faith will no longer be a struggle or barrier because you will walk with unconscious faith. You will not be wondering, do I have enough faith all the time? But you will see Jesus in his grace, and faith will just spring forth from the inside. It is that simple. Everything that you receive from God, you receive by faith in his grace. We walk by faith. We fight the good fight of faith. We are saved by faith, healed by faith, made righteous by faith. The Christian life is a life of faith in his grace. The more of his grace you receive, the more faith springs forth. Our problem in the past was that we put our faith in our own faith and it didn't work. We should put our faith in God's grace and love, for the Bible says that faith works by love. This is not in reference to our own love, but in his love for us. So that just in that moment, bringing me back all those years ago, it gave me like a fresh injection, like a fresh shot of peace, that it wasn't about me. It wasn't about my faith and having more faith, but it was just seeking his love and knowing how loved I am, knowing how loved my dad was. And I wish I could say that he's still here, but he did pass. But the miracle in all of it was that a week before he did pass away, we got the opportunity, Pastor Josh and I, to go to the ICU to visit him. And we always prayed, Lord, if there's an opportunity to talk about you and how good you are to my dad, to my family, just make that happen. If there's an open door, like, let us run through that door. So that day we walked in and, you know, it's scary. It's the ICU. And my dad had been out of it for a little bit. And he said very clearly, I've been meaning to talk to you. So I kind of gave him the look. And I was like, okay, let's get out of here. And I pulled my stepmom out. We ran to go grab coffee. And when we went back in the room, Josh told me that they talked about the Lord, and my dad received Jesus into his heart for the first time in 62 years. And he passed away a week later. So that for me is my comfort. That is my peace. I know where he is. I miss him every day. I wish he was still here, but I know where he is. So that is such a peace for me. And just to share, our experience doesn't have to be your experience.
Yeah.
If you are believing for somebody in your family, I know pretty much everybody has been touched by cancer. That cancer is, they know somebody, or even they themselves are kind of going through that journey right now. And it doesn't have to be your experience, because the Lord's will is always, always, always to heal. It is always to bring life. But I do know that, you know, we do have that free choice. And I don't know what my dad's prayers were in that last week that he had. Maybe he told the Lord, like, I'm tired. You know, I'm ready. I'm great. I'm ready to go meet you. I know who you are now. Now I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
But just know that his heart is always to heal. And yeah, just going through this book again, makes me dig even more into knowing him and knowing his love for me. And that causes that faith to spring forth in any situation, big things, little things, stuff like what Jess was saying, like, just because he loves me, you know, we could have faith in his grace, not faith in ourselves.
Amen.
So it's just a beautiful reminder for me going through that chapter.
Wow. Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you for just sharing such a, you know, difficult time in your life, with your relationship with your dad, and just allowing the Lord's power and presence to be with you during that time. No. I think that that's truly, you know, I think you've truly articulated, like, the Lord's desire for all of us here today, just watching this, that the Lord cares. The Lord desires to be involved. The Lord desires to be as personal, as involved as we allow him to be.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people do a desire for the Lord to be involved in their situation, but for whatever reason, maybe it's just with the teachings that we've been raised with in the past, that we feel like we don't deserve the Lord's involvement.
Mm-hmm.
That we haven't done enough to qualify to even involve the Lord in the little things and in the large things. So I think it's so paramount that we understand that as we, you know, close off today in this book club for Destined to Reign, that everyone tuning in today, and wherever you're watching this, you know, however, you know, medium and through whatever resource, however you come, you know, came to be a part of this recording today, like, to know that the Lord knows you so personally.
Yeah.
Right, in that situation, the thing that troubles you right now, the Lord knows about it. Maybe you've not even told your loved ones about it. Maybe it's just even a fear. It's not even been confirmed by the doctors, or it's something that's confirmed by the doctors, but you feel like, but how can I merit and deserve the Lord's involvement? How can I merit and deserve the Lord's healing and deserve the Lord's presence into this situation? That's what the whole premise of the gospel of grace is all about, right? That you're right. In and of ourselves, we don't deserve the Lord's involvement. We don't deserve the Lord's presence. There's nothing that we can do in our own righteousness to merit his involvement. But because of what the Lord has done, and because of who the Lord is, and what he did on the cross for us, today we're not trying to merit. We're not trying to deserve his involvement, deserve his presence, and deserve his power. It is freely given, in as much as we are bonus to draw and receive from him. So I mentioned earlier, right? Like, it's a good starting point to talk about Jesus. But truly the win for us here is that when this book club ends and when you pick up this book, that you begin to talk to Jesus yourself. Not just about. It's a great starting point to talk about Jesus, but I'm challenging us this morning to go in deeper, you know, to talk to Jesus. Present your request to Him, knowing that and believing in your heart that He cares for your situation. The thing that troubles you right now, you think you care so deeply about it, He cares even more. He cares even more deeper than you can ever think or comprehend. Right? Whatever it is right now, that situation, that challenge, that adversity, you think you're concerned about your kids, the Lord is more concerned about your kids than you can ever be. You think you're concerned about your health, the Lord is more concerned about your well-being and your health than you can ever be. This is how much you're loved. You know, we can talk about love, right, Josh? We can talk about love.
Yeah.
But it's a different thing, if you're watching this today, to fall in love.
Yeah.
And to experience love. We can try to define love, right, to someone, right? This is what love is. This is how it feels. We can talk about something. But it's another thing to fall in love. It's another thing to experience love. So we desire for you to not just know about Jesus. He's not just a historical figure that we're studying. And here's a bunch of Greek teaching from this historical figure. No, 1,000 times no. We want you to know Jesus for yourself. Have access to Jesus for yourself. Feel as deeply as your heart and faith, you know, allows you to go feel deeply, to wake up every morning, before you go to bed at night, to just like talk to Jesus. Hey, Lord, I'm troubled about this. Hey, Lord, I'm so grateful for this. Hey, Lord, like, you know, I know that you are on top of this situation, and I cast my cares upon you because I know that you care for me. So as we close out, right, in, you know, they've all covered a few chapters. I got the cool chapter called The Problem with Mixture. And, you know, in the portion of, you know, in the 15th anniversary edition, what's unique about this edition is it ends off with some reflection notes from Pastor Prince 15 years after Destined to Reign was first published. So be sure to get the 15th anniversary edition. And in the reflections, after 15 years, the pastor's writing this. He says this, like, if you have believed in mixture of law and grace, it's really difficult and hard to have confidence that you've done enough to merit the Lord's goodness in your life. It's really hard to have confidence, to have belief that you've done enough to merit His goodness, that you have the blood-bought right to lay hold of His promises. That's the problem with mixture. When we try to have a bit of law, which is us meriting the Lord's blessing, versus grace, which is like all His blessings are undeserved, but by faith I access it through the finished work, and I have a blood-bought right to that promise. So what is that promise? Is it provision? Is it something in, you know, is it healing? Is it a breakthrough in a particular area? You have the blood-bought right. So Pastor goes on to say, like, allow me to share a simple testimony with you. Johnson from Australia grew up under mixture, thinking that his salvation was hanging by a thread. He tried for years to confess every sin he had committed. Finally, he gave up, and it was only when he received the gospel of grace that he began to see victory in his life. I love that the breakthrough he experienced was not spectacular, but it was so powerful that it transformed his health, his finances, and his marriage. That is why what you believe is so vital and so important, and you can hear and read more about his testimony in this resource. Amen. Our salvation is not hanging by a thread. Our salvation is as sure as the cross is sure. Amen. So, I was going through in preparing for today's, you know, session. I was just going through this website. Even if you go on Amazon, for Destined to Reign, there are about 2,700 plus, you know, reviews, you know, about Destined to Reign and how people from all around the world have been impacted. So I was just reading some of the reviews on Amazon, just getting edified by seeing how this book has gone forth and touched and transformed so many lives. Then I went to this website called Christian Books, and I came across this review or testimony on this website. And this person shares that this is the best book, referring to Destined to Reign. This is the best book I've ever read that has given me the answers to victorious living. For the last 2 years, I've given away about 90 books, 90 copies of Destined to Reign to people who wanted to know more about the grace of God. This book has given me an understanding of God's grace that I've never known before. I've been saved for 62 years and no one told me about God's grace like Pastor Prince. God has blessed him in teaching grace, and you will be greatly blessed when you read this book and receive God's grace by faith for yourself. Amen? Another testimony, this is one of the best books I've read on the gospel of grace. We have been cheated in the Christian world of what is our true heritage in Christ. The truth is there's no more condemnation in Christ. We've been totally forgiven from our sins. When God looks at us, he sees Christ, the beloved. He sees us as righteous because of the great exchange, and we are highly favored, deeply loved, greatly blessed. Now, this is the good news someone can share. Does that warm your heart to just see, you know, like we talk about a book, but it's a book that is transformative. I read so many of these reviews from precious people from around the world where how, you know, a lot of people claim that something is life transforming. But this book has really been a, you know, pivotal moment in their spiritual life, in understanding who Jesus is, what he has done. And today they have this shalom and peace, you know, in their hearts that they can talk to Jesus. Not just talk about, but to feel like they know him personally, to know him intimately, and to know that he cares. What a great feeling, right, Josh?
It's an amazing feeling. It reminds me of what Pastor Prince has said too, like in the new covenant, nobody will tell their neighbor, know the Lord, know the Lord, know the Lord, you know, for all shall know them from the least to the greatest. Like it's out for the taking for anybody who wants to personally know the Lord. There's nothing that is standing in between you and knowing the Lord except for just not receiving. And he's just like giving us every excuse to receive. It's amazing.
Amen. So let's just wrap this time up and just in time of prayer. I just want to, you know, if everyone can, you know, just come on together and join our faith together, Josh, could you just lead us in prayer on, you know, how can we receive this revelation afresh that the Lord cares so deeply for us and that we have this free access to talk to him about anything and about everything and at any time. Amen?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was just reminded too during this time, like the Bible is just like, pray in the Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, praying in the Spirit. And I just want to encourage you, just do that for a moment right now, and then I'm going to pray. And I believe that as we're stepping into this, that we're going to experience together a level of love, which God is love. He doesn't just have love, he is love, that you've yet to experience. And it's going to be a springboard for the days to come, for the weeks to come, for the months and the years to come, where you're going to continue to level up in your experience of the depth, the height, the width, the length of the love of God. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Holy Spirit, for revealing the love of God, revealing the person of Jesus. And just bring those things to the Lord right now. Those small things, the everyday things, the big things. He cares about all of these things way more than you can possibly care for them. You'd be surprised how much he cares. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just speak right now, even over them. In Ephesians 3, I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Lord, we thank you for what you wrote through the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 3 to the church, Lord. And we just thank you that we can receive that together right now, Lord, in every moment, in every area. And I just thank you, Lord, right now that you're stirring people's hearts. I thank you, Lord, you're activating people right now to talk to you, to open up their mouth and to involve you in all of these different areas, Lord, the small things. The things that they have said, this doesn't matter to the Lord. The Lord's not concerned about this. He's got other things. He's got bigger things to be concerned over. Lord, I thank you that you've left us with a reason to take your love personal by just seeing scriptures like the very number of hairs on our head you take time to count. Like in Jeremiah 1, where it says, "Before you were formed in the womb of your mother, I knew you, I called you, I set you apart, I appointed you." Lord, I ask that these truths would go deep into our hearts, even in this moment right now, by the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, I thank you that you are causing the talk to transition to a touch from you in Jesus' name. I just speak that a touch from you right now in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, every person right now that is joined together with us. And Lord, everyone that's represented right now, I just believe that there's people right now that are tuned in, that you have loved ones in mind. And you've been trying to talk with them. You've been trying to reason with them how much God loves them. And I believe right now the Lord, somehow, some way, beyond understanding, is visiting them and they're experiencing a depth of his love right now in Jesus' name. So I just speak that over family members right now. I speak that over runaways right now in Jesus' name. I speak that over people that have been lost, Lord, that have left church, disenchanted by church. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that they are being stirred towards you and seeing who you really are and seeing what you've really done, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, that your love never fails. These three remain: faith, hope, and love. And love is the greatest. Your love never fails, Lord. And I just thank you right now. You would convict us right now of the love of God, Holy Spirit. We thank you that we would be convicted deeply over your love for us, not our love for you first and most, but your love for us. And Lord, I just want to speak this last thing over somebody where they're trying to muster up more and more love for you and more love for the things of God. I just feel like you're saying this to someone: I saw you first and I loved you first. So Lord, I speak that right now over every precious person. Let that translate to a life of knowing and believing in the love of God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord.
Good luck. Let's just take a moment where for you to just think about what is the thing that troubles you most right now. Just see that situation, see that person, see that worry, that concern, and that fear. And begin to now just see the Lord's heart and hand towards you. He's taking this thing that you're most concerned, worried, and troubled about right now. The thing that troubles you the most, like see the Lord coming into that situation, and he is lifting it off your hands. He's taking it off your shoulders. He's taking that burden, that worry, that fear from off of you right now. Now, instead of that situation and that concern, see his mighty hand upon you, upon your heart, upon your house, upon your family, is with you, is for you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No evil accusation formed against you shall prosper. No sickness, no disease. I just see the Lord removing even just the fear of cancer, the fear of falling sick, the fear of leaving before your time. I just see the Lord replacing that fear with His perfect love and perfect assurance that long life is your portion.
Yeah.
In the natural, our Lord Jesus lived a short life on earth so that long life will be your portion on this earth.
Yes, Lord.
Even as you receive eternal life as a child of God, just begin to receive in your portion in this earth, on this side of heaven, long life, multiplication of days, not just length of days, but good days, days of heaven upon the earth, days of favor, days of provision, days of good health, days of good success, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever you fear, whatever you're worried about, every single day, you can talk to Jesus about it. Whatever you're grateful for, whatever you're appreciative for, every single day, you can talk to Jesus about it. It's not just about having knowledge about Jesus, it's about having knowledge that He cares to know every single detail about your life. I just pray that you receive that today. Thank you for tuning in. We're so blessed that we get to fellowship with you, pray with you, stand in faith with you and your family, and that you're part of this community of grace in Pastor Prince's ministry. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Wow, what a time, guys. What a time that we've been able to have together. And we just want to leave you with God loves you. How personal are you willing to make His love for you? He will make it as personal as you'd like to make it. And I just want to leave you guys with, this has been such a blessing. Pastor Darren, Deaconess Jess, Lindsay, all of you, thank you guys so much for joining us on this journey. It's been truly heartwarming. Can anyone attest to that? And you know, if you feel that way, that your heart truly has been warmed, just put your hand up, and we see hands going up all over, and we see in the chat right now, and we're so thankful for every person that has had their heart warmed along this Road to Emmaus experience. That's what we believe it's been. And thank you so much. What a privilege. What an honor. We want to encourage you to keep on tuning in to everything we put out. If you want to hear, you know, more episodes, you can go back and check out those episodes, go onto the website and YouTube and all the different channels that we have for you to be able to take part at your own pace and your own speed. Again, I just want to remind you that we are putting these books in the hands of people all across the U.S. We've already done it for 3,400 people, and we're looking to do it for more. Go to destinedterrainbook.com, the QR code, the link on the screen if you're in the U.S. If you're outside of the U.S., we want to put a digital copy for free in your hands, and you can go to the QR code and the link that's applicable to you. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We want to hear how this has blessed you. Don't hesitate to get into the spaces that you can get into to let us know that, hey, you know what? I've been so blessed because you are a living letter and epistle for all of us to read and praise and glorify the Lord, for He's good and His love endures forever. Love you guys so much. We will see you again soon.
And if you reign, your addictions don't. If you reign, your sins don't. If you reign, death doesn't. If you reign, no power of darkness, amen, can have the victory over your life, because you are reigning.
Even if you have read Destined to Reign before, can I encourage you to get hold of this 15th anniversary edition and receive these life-changing truths afresh? This special edition includes some new material, some of my reflections, personal notes, and new meditations as I read Destined to Reign again. There are also some additional content like teaching clips and specially selected video testimonies to encourage you and help you get the most out of the book. And if you know a friend or loved one who needs to hear the gospel of grace, please consider sending them a copy of this book as well. God bless you.